That's all ring. Time for Lum and Abner. In on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and radio station. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, sure, eh? What kind of a program would you want? Well, yeah, spotted announcements are nice, but I think you'd be happier with a full hour program.
Maybe he likes a little shaver.
Well, yeah, I reckon you could start out with spotted announcements and work up to something bigger later on.
How you gonna think spots on announcements?
Well, that'll run you about three for a dollar. Well, yes, it is a little high, but everything's up nowadays, what with inflations and all.
I complained about everything in the world.
Well, you ought to have at least three, Harry. Well, good.
Huh?
Singing. Yeah, we can put on them kind.
That's the kind I like.
All right, Harry. We'll work out a floor mat for you and get in touch with you.
I can see them good.
You betcha. All right. Goodbye.
Did you sell him?
Yeah.
Good.
That makes the fourth sponsor we got.
Goodbye.
Yeah, they're coming in fast now.
Oh, yeah.
I know that if we could ever satisfy Moe's Moose on a program, we could please anybody.
Well, are you sure that Moe is satisfied, Lum?
Oh, yeah. He signed a long-term contract with us for Queen for Hour.
Long-term?
3 straight weeks.
Don't you?
With daily options, of course.
Ah.
That's radio talk. I forget now what it does mean.
Oh.
Anyway, if he wants to use them, he's got them.
Well, just how do you use one of them things?
Auction?
Yeah.
I don't know, but we're safe because he don't know what it means neither.
Good, good.
Don't you tell him neither.
I won't. Even if I found out, I wouldn't tell him.
Well, we'd better get to work and study up some good spotted announcements for Harry.
Yeah, that's doing some good.
He wants to feature used buggies. Says they ain't moving very fast right now.
Well, they never did move very fast. I rented one from him one Sunday to take some Elizabeth relays out to Pin Oak Flat. Went so slow it was dark by the time we got there.
Well, that wasn't the buggy's fault. It was that old nag you had.
Now, Lum, that ain't no way to talk about Elizabeth.
I mean the horse.
Huh? Oh, well.
The horse you rented.
I had to have a horse. Couldn't pull it myself. I wouldn't trust Elizabeth to pull as flighty as she is.
Flighty?
Oh, nervous, high strung. Piece of paper blow across the road, she'd have a runaway to show the world, tear the buggy up, wreck all of us.
Well, if we can build business up for him with these spotted announcements, maybe he can buy himself some better horses.
It'd be a good idea.
Well, let's see now. What would be a good floor mat for him?
Let's see.
Singing he wants.
Oh. I-R-A,
a madman.
Huh?
That's what he wanted to be known as. Harry Madman Hodgkin.
Oh, M-A-D-M-A-N. No, that don't
work. Won't work.
Well, what's he so mad about? He don't want to pay the dollar for the announcements. Why don't he stay out of radio?
Well, the idea of calling him by that name, that's him, Cedric.
Huh?
I thought he went to the county seat.
Well, he was supposed to have taken the Queen Goshen in there to ride on the elevator. That was the wish she made when she was chose queen yesterday. Said that's what she wanted to do. Now, I reckon what's happened.
I don't know. But if Cedric expects to work for our radio station, he's got to do better than that.
Why, sure he has. We promised them queens we'd see that they got their wish, no matter what it is. Hey, come in here, Cedric.
Yeah, why ain't you at the county seat?
Well, I was there.
When?
This morning.
Well, did you forget to take Miss Goshen in there with you?
No, Mom. She went alone. We started out awful early, a little after sunup.
Oh, I see.
Well, did you take Miss Goshen to some building where she could ride on the elevator?
Yes, Mom. I taken her to the highest one in town, that big five-story one.
Yeah, that's the
thing. Oh, well, good. I figured you didn't do what you're supposed to. I still don't see how come you got back so fast, though.
Well, me and Miss Goshen walked inside the building, and I said to her, I said, well, Miss Goshen, now you can have your wish. There's the elevator.
Yeah, that was the way to do.
And she taken one look at it and run out there screaming.
Run out?
Yes, ma'am.
You mean she never rode on the elevator after all?
No, Mom. Scared her plumb to death.
By the land?
I hunted all over for her and finally found her hiding in the back seat of my car, just quivering.
Huh.
And she told me to get her back to Pine Ridge just as quick as I could.
Well, if that don't beat all.
Oh, she was shaking so much on the way home, I had to get out and put the headlamp back on three times.
By the land, say.
I never thought she'd act that way.
I know. She didn't care to be the scary type.
No, and she was so happy yesterday when she got chose queen for hours.
Yeah.
Her eyes lit up when she said all of her life she'd always wanted to ride on an elevator. Said that that's what she wanted to do more than anything else in the world.
Mm. Well, this shows you can't put no dependence in what a woman says.
So if you think her eyes lit up yesterday, you ought to saw her this morning when she seen that elevator. She looked like a pinball machine when you get a thousand. Boy, her eyes bugged out like a tromped-on toad
frog. Oh, well, I hope we have better luck with whoever gets chose queen for today.
Well, we don't have to worry about whether the queens do it or not. All we got to do is give them the opportunity to do whatever they ask. And from there on, it's their lookout.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's right, Joe. I'd just like to see them enjoy it, you know. Might make the program more popular.
Well, yeah, there's that to consider.
Yes, sir, I just wonder what the queen in today's program will want now.
Oh, no telling. Something silly, I reckon.
Yeah, no, it's bound to be something silly. Long as it's a woman that's thinking it up.
Miss Goshen was sure scared.
I just wonder who would be chose as queen for today's program. I can't wait to see.
I don't know, but we better start getting things ready for it. Yeah, we're going to have more chairs in here than we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We had women sitting on the counters and on the pickle barrel and I don't know what else.
Why, sure, they lined up and down that ladder in front of the shoe counters there, the shoe shelves.
Looked like a bunch of blackbirds on the fence.
Well, you could think that, I reckon. Let's see. How much time we got now before we go on the air, Long?
Oh, about a half hour now. Reckon where Ben's at. He's supposed to be one of the grand council judges.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Lum, can I get to be one of the queens today?
Why, no, of course not, Cedric.
You have to be a woman before you can get to be queen, Cedric.
Well, I was a queen the other day when I was Miss Fremont. Don't you recollect that? Don't you recollect me, Miss Fremont, from Hatfield?
We were just rehearsing that day, Cedric.
Well, I don't care. I've been studying up some wishes.
Now, Cedric, you don't want to have to put on that red velvet kimono again, do you?
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. No, I don't want to be one after all.
Well, I didn't think so. Look, plumb silly. Well, howdy, Ben.
Hello.
We just wondering where you was at.
Yes.
Yeah, the women folks will start coming in here pretty soon for Queen for Hour, and we want to be all set for them. Cedric, I wonder if you'd run over to the church and see if you can get some more of them folding chairs.
Oh, yes, Mom, I reckon so.
Well, who are we going to pick for the queen for today?
Well, I don't know yet, Ben. Hurry up, Cedric.
I'm going.
Get as many of them chairs as you can now, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Look at that boy going in a dead low.
You know, I've become pretty popular since I've become a judge on this show.
Poplar.
Yeah. All the women are trying to get on the good side of it. I'm practically a bat of the idol.
Well, now, you know what I've been going through all these years, then? It gets pretty tiresome after a while, though, Ben, having women chase after you that way.
If Mrs. Barton is one of the contestants, I'm going to cast my vote for her. You should see the lemon pie she baked for me.
Well, doggy, she never baked one for me, and I'm one of the judges. Tell you right now, I'll vote against her if she's a candidate.
I wonder who it will be. Sort of gets your curiosities up, don't it?
Mm. Well, what I want to know is what the queen's going to wish for. Them women folks can think up the outlandishest things.
Yes, the feminine mind is pretty unpredictable.
I just wonder what it'll be.
Well, whatever her wish is, I'll see to it that she gets it. That's it.
Just take it easy now, Lum. You're going to be all right.
Has the women folks all gone?
Yeah, they've left. The show's all over.
Yes, nice show today.
Oh, me, is my head hurt bad?
No, you just bumped it a little when you fainted there. You hit the edge of the scale.
That's the worst one thing that ever happened to me.
Well, now, don't you worry, Lum. Me and Ben finished up the show for you all right.
Well, I don't care about that. Wish now we'd never started the dead blame thing.
Hey,
Granny, this is your fault.
My fault?
Yours and Ben's.
Why in the world did you fellows have to pick the Widder Abernathy for the queen?
Nice woman.
Lom, we never knowed what she was going to wish for when we picked her.
A bowl of idiots.
Now, Lom, it weren't our fault.
Hey, Grannies, how am I ever going to get out of this? Just look at what you got me into.
We never got you into it.
I can tell you one thing. If we ever do this show again, I'm going to get some different judges. Oh, what a predicament, Emily. What a calamity. My whole future ruined. Career blasted.
Well, now, Lum, I think you're taking this too much to heart.
My grannies, I just ain't going through with it. That's all they are to it.
Well, you got to. That's the rules of the program.
I don't care if it is. I ain't going to do it.
Well, if you don't, I think she can stir up some legal trouble for you, Lum.
Abner, don't just stand there. Think of some way to get me out of this.
Lum, I weren't the one that stood up there and told them women you'd see if they got anything that they wished for. That was you that said that.
Well, my grannies, I'll study up some way to get out of this if it's the last thing I ever do. I don't care if she did say she wanted me for a husband. I ain't going to marry Queen Widder Abernathy, and that is final.
Well, it seems that the Queen for an Hour program has gotten slightly out of hand.